What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're back. It's a Chickies Friday, the WIP afternoon show. On National French Fry Day, Crab Fries for Heroes going on at Chickies today. Portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. It's beautiful outside, and with Ike Reese, it's beautiful inside as well. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, it's Friday. I feel pretty good. National French Fry Day, huh?
Yes, sir.
Crab fries for us.
Crab yes.
Crab fries for us.
Yep.
Does that mean crab fries are on the house?
No, because they're donating the crab fry revenue to the FOP Survivors Fund. So if they're on the house, that doesn't benefit anybody, but I guess us.
My bad, Pete.
Yeah.
Thought I was being generous. I'm feeling pretty good, Spike. Jackie Baseball, no baseball last night, but we got a big series coming up this weekend before we get to the All-Star game next week. Holla at you, boy.
I can tell there was no baseball last night because Ike was gambling on the Summer League. So we really need to get the sports world back in action.
So you have something to bet on.
Yeah, if you don't say NFA to this dude, he's liable to bring
it. Oh, yeah, everything. Prepared. Everything.
But only by the way, that are funny.
You can't just say NFA. You have to double down on it.
Yeah.
You have to say, seriously, Jack, not for the radio.
Yeah. That's what Rod usually has to do.
Yep.
Rod has learned.
Yep. Well, it's a big show, as always, today. We don't have Elliot today. We normally do it Fridays at 3, but we've replaced him with somebody superior. Ruben Frank joins us at 3.
I told Ruben to be ready with an Elliot-like take.
Yeah.
I said, you're replacing Elliot. We need something big.
Yeah.
Ruben doesn't do takes.
No, he does not.
3:30 Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast.
Hey.
Ben Davis joins us at 4.
Benjamin.
Talk about Fritz versus DeCamera 2, as well as the Phillies.
He's a real baseball player laid his eyes on you.
Oh, yeah. He probably was like, this is
BS.
This is nothing. Yep. Are you kidding me?
And we figure out who gets the belt. The holder of the belt is still Hugh Douglas from 2 weeks ago.
What the hell did Hugh do?
Remember he asked Cooper DeGene to see his DM.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a good one.
Yeah, he earned it.
I look forward to getting the belt back.
You never know.
I disagree.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. So a new show on Friday today. We, you know, sometimes try to do something a little bit fun on Fridays. Today is Stock Watch Friday. And what we're going to do, and we involve you as well at 215-592-9494, is you have to pick somebody in Philadelphia sports. Could be a player, could be a manager, could be a general manager, whose stock you're buying for the upcoming year, and somebody whose stock you're selling. So one person whose stock you're buying, one person whose stock you're selling. 215-592-9494. We will start, of course. So I thought long and hard about this.
Nice.
In fact, I've been thinking about the show for about 2 days. So I'm really dialed in on whose stock I'm buying and whose stock I'm selling. Mm-hmm. Now, I know when I say the name of the person whose stock I'm buying, you're going to say, of course. But let me explain to you why.
Of course.
The stock I'm buying is Embiid.
Oh, my God. Would you stop?
Look, as a real stocksman, you want to buy when it's low and sell when it's high. And I think Joel Embiid's stock is at an all-time low. And all you have to do to think about buying the stock, which at this point is a penny stock, if we're being honest, nobody wants to be holding this stock, is think about 1 year ago, before Jonathan Kuminga fell on his knee. He was averaging 34.7 points, 12 rebounds,
killing it.
5 assists.
Scored 70 against Wimby.
Was probably in line, was the favorite at the time to win the MVP again.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Yeah.
I'm saying this. I'm not exactly sure that Joel Embiid's going to have a great season. But what I can tell you is that now is the time to buy Embiid stock. Everybody else is selling. I'm buying. So that's whose stock I'm buying. Let me tell you whose stock I'm selling. Vic Fangio.
Huh?
His stock is never going to be higher than it is right now. Right now, after 1 year in Philadelphia, we're putting Fangio like with Stoutland, right? Just give Fangio players. He's going to make him a number one defense. But here's what I think about. Last year, Vic Fangio had a bunch of things going in his favor. He's clearly a good defensive coordinator. This isn't me saying he's not a good defensive coordinator. I'm just saying his stock at this time next year is going to be much lower, and here's why. He walks into a situation last year where they were the 31st ranked defense the year before. So the players who were there were humbled by their performance before that. So if you can ever have a guy like Fangio walk in and sort of lay down the law, it's last year. He had a bunch of guys in contract years. Zach Vaughn was in a contract year, of course. Josh Sweat was in a contract year. Milton Williams was in a contract year. So those guys tend to perform better when they're in contract years. And he had a bunch of young players who were there ready to listen to him. I think Vic Fangio is a good defensive coordinator, but he lost a lot of players. And when the defense takes a predictable step back this year, his stock is going to go down. So the stock I'm buying is Embiid. The stock I'm selling is Vic Fangio. Ike? What are you buying? What are you selling?
Well, first of all, just to comment on your buying and selling of your stocks.
Well, we don't need a comment.
Well, I feel like I need to.
Yeah, you don't need a comment.
Got him. Got him.
You don't need a comment.
Ridiculous in buying stock in Joel Embiid right now.
Now's the time to buy the stock.
Out.
If
wasted money, just flush it down the toilet.
Look, Mr. Parlay. As somebody who doesn't bet unless there's plus 500 odds on something.
Don't even get out of bed, Spike.
This would be the time to bet on Embiid.
Yeah.
You're getting the long odds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. That's all I got to say on that one.
Okay. All right.
Vic Fangio, you're selling stock on Vic Fangio right now?
Next year at this time, Vic Fangio, great defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
But next year at this time, I believe that his stock will be lower than it is right now.
I can't see how.
I can. He lost a bunch of players.
Got better players.
Well, that's not true.
Well, these players are going to be better than the ones that left.
Well, you don't really believe that.
Sure I do.
Mm.
Which player that left that we can't replace?
You think Kelly Ringo is going to be better than Darius Slay?
Okay, maybe not Slay.
Okay, you think Sidney Brown's going to be better than CJ GJ?
Yes, ultimately, yes.
Okay, you think whoever is playing the second linebacker, let's say it's Junior, is going to be better than N'Kobe Dean was last year?
Well, we didn't lose N'Kobe. He's back.
Well, eventually, but definitely not at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. My only point is that in losing Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Slayer's going to be hard to replace.
Okay,
I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. But the other three, I think, will be okay, especially by next year when we look into the season. And that leads me to where I'm starting off with who I'm buying stock in.
Yeah.
I'm buying stock in the young fella, Jalix Hutt.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Finally throwing the support back to the 58.
Yeah, I got you. I'm getting behind.
So you're buying Jalix Hutt stock.
Yes, I am buying Jalix Hutt stock. Young player, I think he's going to surprise a lot of people this year. He's already surprised just contributing the way he did late last season. I still can't believe he played safety at Cornell. Where did he play at?
Well, Cornell and then Houston Baptist.
Yeah, Houston Baptist, Texas Christian. Like, give me a break.
Texas Christian's a real one.
Well, my only point is I don't know where that school is at. And this kid
was playing in the NFL last year.
Yeah, and looked very promising. And I think he's going to take off this year. So I'm buying stock in him right now. Here's where I'm selling my stock at.
Okay.
Tyrese Maxey.
Oh.
Yeah. And I love Maxey.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. I had no problems with Maxey.
Yep.
But to your point, when you're talking about selling stock and it being high, you know, I know Tyrese is not coming off a great year. It was a weird year with him.
For everybody.
Yeah, it was a weird year. But the year before, He looked like one of the top 15 players, 20 players in the league.
Yep.
The year before, he's still very young. We've drafted VJ Etchcombe. We have Jarrett McCain already on the team. So I have capable replacements there. And the thing with Etchcombe that I like is that I like the size and the athleticism. And there's a mid-range game to him that Tyrese Maxey has just never developed in his 4 or 5 years of being in the league. It's either three-pointer or get to the rim with Tyrese Maxey. I like VJ Etchcombe's size, McCain's shooting ability. If I'm moving one of those guys to get the most for Tyrese Maxey right now, so I'm selling my stock in Maxey and I'm buying stock in the number 58 is back.
Wow.
It's back.
You are a sucker for a good mid-range game. I mean, you are.
It's a lost art.
It is a lost art. I want the complete game back in baseball. Yeah. I want the mid-range game back in basketball.
215-592-9494. It's Stock Watch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. You have to tell us one person in Philadelphia sports whose stock you're buying and one you're selling. Fritz, what are you buying? What are you selling?
So I'm going to start with who I'm selling.
Okay.
He's been great so far, but I'm selling Ranger Suarez. And we've seen this.
It's a good time to sell.
We saw this last year where he went on the insane run to start his season last year. And this isn't to say that Ranger's going to fall off like he did last year. But I am concerned about the velocity decline coming back and catching up to him. You know, he got up to 93 like once the last time, 92, 91 once. But it was a lot of 84s and a lot in the 87 ranges.
It's hard to live like that.
And
you got to be perfect.
You got to have world-class command. And for the most part, Ranger does have world-class command. He can do that. But I am certainly monitoring the Ranger Suarez velo dip, especially with Nola coming back. They got to decide with what they're going to do with Lizardo. They put him in the bullpen. I think the one thing to monitor Phillies-wise for me is Ranger Suarez. And the guy I'm buying, I don't care that he's not here right now. I can sense as the trade deadline's getting closer, they're like, just move him. He's just a prospect. I'm buying Andrew Painter stock.
Oh, really?
I'm buying Andrew Painter stock. I know his ERA is what it is.
Five.
In AAA. I understand it.
Yep.
I have seen Sandy Alcantara, who won a Cy Young in the big leagues, struggle coming back from Tommy John this year. I've seen Spencer Strider, who was, I think, when he's healthy, a top three arm in the National League. He's looked human this year coming off of Tommy John. I'll give a little bit of grace to a 22-year-old. Pitching in AAA, coming off of Tommy John. So I will buy anyone's stock of Andrew Painter. And, yes, he is untouchable at the trade deadline.
Real quick on Ranger.
He's not untouchable.
Would you trade Ranger?
Untouchable.
Would you trade Ranger?
In the right deal. I'm not looking to deal Ranger.
Okay.
But if
so you're just letting him go for nothing then? Yeah. You're just trying to win with him this year and then letting him go for nothing?
Might not have a choice.
All right.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. It is Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Give us one person in Philadelphia sports whose stock you're buying and one you're selling. We do have a next question today because this is our last day before vacation. So the question is, and Jack, you'll go first as you always do, probably with a bad answer.
Always.
What is your favorite thing about vacation?
So this is actually going to be a good trial run for me because we're going on vacation next week for the first time with the two boys.
Oh, with the kids.
Yeah. So we're going camping. So like the thing that I'm looking forward to is that there's no distractions. Like I don't have to go to work. You know, we can just be together and hang out. But I'm definitely like, we're bringing a 6-month-old that is
camping.
That is currently,
like in a tent.
I think he's going through sleep regression because he was up at like.
Are you guys going to be like in a tent?
Yeah, like a big tent. We're going glamping. It's more glamping, but like it's a big tent.
What are you talking about? You guys aren't outside, right?
No, we're outside. Yeah, we're in a big field.
Oh, it's not in a cabin?
No. Tent. Yeah, a big tent.
That sounds like a disaster, to be quite honest with you.
So, seriously. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Who sleeps outside in a tent?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than sleeping outside in a tent.
Sure it is. Sleeping in a cabin.
No.
Or even an air-conditioned bedroom.
No. It's grittier.
Okay.
Yeah, it's grittier. I like it.
All right. So what's your favorite thing about vacation? You didn't even give an answer.
Yeah, well, it's really just like no distractions, just hanging out.
Okay, no distractions.
Oh, yeah.
Ike? I'm worried about you and I having the same thing, so I have a backup just in case.
What's
your favorite thing about vacation?
Doing nothing, pretty much. That pretty much is my favorite thing about vacation is that, you know, after today, I won't think about doing this job for at least another week.
Well, you're going to be thinking about it by Wednesday. Really? You check out?
You know why?
Why?
Because there's nothing going on.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yep.
You know, of course, I'll shoot you guys a text at some point during the week. Yeah. When I say thinking about doing a job, I mean thinking about coming in, doing the show, what we're going to talk about, all of that. This is actually, we only get one or two times during the year, really, to just decompress and not think about anything.
Yep.
And this is really the only time that it's fully on display because
it's the end of the
summer.
Year, the football season.
You get the end of the year, but sometimes we get that with the playoffs ahead of us.
Yep, yep.
So at least with this, this is more like, okay, we're gearing up for the season, and this is our last little respite away from everything else. So it sucks this year. I'm on the IR, so I won't be able to take full advantage of being on vacation.
Not a lot of golf.
Nope. Actually, it looks like no golf.
That's a smart thing.
Nothing really to gamble on.
Yep. That's going to make for a tough week.
A lot of movies. I'll send you a lot of movie suggestions.
That's going to make for a tough week. I didn't even think about nothing to gamble on.
Yeah, I smell a Wire rewatch.
Yeah. Again. My favorite thing about vacation is one specific moment every day on vacation.
What you got?
So I still get up early because I love the early morning coffee with nothing to do afterwards.
Yeah, it's good coffee.
Like the slow early morning coffee. Mm-hmm. See, everybody else, I don't want to sleep late. I want to take advantage of the whole day with nothing to worry about.
Yes.
Take my time with the coffee, look at the internet, maybe look at the sun, whatever, listen to some music.
I think as you get older, you appreciate the morning more and more.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the morning coffee on vacation is the best coffee, first one.
I was driving with Suddy at 6:15 this morning. That was an early morning coffee. But
Where were you driving to?
Because he had a bad night's sleep. So I was just trying to get him asleep.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right.
And it was like the dew was still coming out over the grass.
I love the morning.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Give us one person in Philly sports whose stock you're buying, one you're selling for next question today. Next question today, your favorite thing about vacation. Starting us off, we'll see how he is as a leadoff hitter. It's a questionable move by me. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
Let's get into it, okay?
Hey, I got some huge ideas today. Three trade pieces. If
Nope, that's no, not that's not, not what the show is. That's not today. What the show is about. Can you lock in as the first caller of the day and talk about what we're talking about?
All right, so we're buying and selling, right? Looking at stocks here. And yeah. One stock that I am buying right now, it's got to be Orion Kirker. And for him to be our consistent eighth-inning setup guy for when we get Aroldis Chapman, I mean, it's going to be perfect. He's not a super, super big moment guy. He can be. But he's the perfect guy to transition from a Wheeler 7-inning or Ranger or Sanchez 7-inning start right to the closer. He's been consistent this year, had a couple of blow-ups, but I like Kirker, and he brings the heat, and he's young, and I think he can be that role, like a Madsen role for a while.
So you want Kirkering, though, as you're buying stock as setup guy, not as closer, correct?
No, because we're going to get an all-star closer at the deadline, whether it's Chapman or Miller. So.
Okay, all right. And whose stock are you selling?
There's a couple of guys.
One guy.
Honestly, I'm selling Bohm. Coming up on his contract.
See, this is
stock's low.
His stock's already low.
Yes, but shouldn't it was high last year, and this year he's not doing bad. So I think that Bohm, honestly, you could sell him for a couple prospects either this year or next year if we're moving on from him. I mean,
it
we
even
have
sounds
a couple
like
guys
you're selling him low.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to pay him by the time he becomes a unrestricted free agent. So I'm buying.
See, my challenge. So my challenge to the audience right now is somebody who understands what we're doing. Because OK does not. I mean, if you're going to sell Bohm stock, who's like, who's valuing Alec Bohm at a high level at this point? At this point, I would assume you'd want to buy Bohm stock,
right,
at the very least. You know, I would say, given how much heat, and I'm guilty of this, given how much heat I gave him at the beginning of the year, he's certainly recovered and had a normal Alec Bohm year at this point, right? Yep. He's got 8 home runs, so he's going to end up with 14 or whatever it is.
Yep.
He's going to hit 280.
Mm-hmm.
And I I'm ready to concede this, I think at third base, he is slightly above average.
Yeah.
Ike's been begging for this for weeks.
Yeah.
I actually do. I'm always waiting for him to boot one or him to throw one away or not get to one. As he feels like he's at
over there. Yeah,
he's at the perfect position for
him. He's really got that little, when there's a dribbler up the line, he gets around it and throws to first base
and is able to make a good throw.
Yeah. Yeah. Never a doubt.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of doubts. Okay, Andrew, do you have a favorite thing about vacation?
I kind of got to agree with Ike. Like, you gotta go with not having to worry about anything you're doing for the next week, putting your job behind you, putting your responsibilities behind you, and just going to have a good time.
Yeah. Throw caution to the wind.
Yeah. Lay your hair down.
Stay up till 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right. There's no way.
I'm going to try to stay up late.
Yeah, stay
really?
Up till 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Val stays up late. I go to bed earlier than she does.
Renee definitely stays up later than I do.
Yeah, like she's up till 11:30, and that's late to me, 11:30 or midnight during the week. She's up late, so I'm going to try to stay up late.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to – now, I don't know how waking up at 6 a.m. and staying up late, I don't know how that combo is going to go.
No, you're fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think I got
it? I do it pretty much.
Sleep when we die, man.
Yeah. Well, also, I will be taking that after the beach nap, which can help you later on as well.
I like that.
That's a good
beach
nap.
It's a good nap.
I haven't napped in a long time.
You
got young kids.
Yeah.
Do it every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like I always wake up more angry. Than when I nap.
Well, the first wake-up's not great. The first minute's not great. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas? How you doing today?
What's going on, Chuck?
Chuck.
Hey, Ike, don't sound too happy to hear from me, brother. How you doing today, brother?
I'm always happy to hear from you, bro.
Jackie Baseball. Hey, listen, stock up, stock down, right? I had to call in because this is great topic. And it gives me a chance to let out my frustrations on one individual and to praise another. So,
Here you go.
I'm going to jump right into it, all right? My stock is down on John Middleton.
Oh, you're selling Middleton stock.
Selling
Middleton. Wow. Now that is a concept.
Hold on.
I should have gone to Chuck first. That's on me.
That's
sorry,
a good
Chuck.
Take. Yep. Never go to OK Andrew before Chuck ever again.
Nope. That's on me, Chuck. I'm taking the bullet on that one.
Hey, Spike, I thought you knew me by now, man. Hey, listen, John Middleton has gotten on my last nerves. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be the guy to spend money. Now you want to hold your pocketbook close to you. When the time is, you know, to buy into this team and actually push your chips in and go for a championship. This team has proven to you they can't win without adding a bat. You know, I think that right now, I just think that he's, you know, you could grab Dame Dombrowski, but I heard you say something yesterday, Spike. Dave can only do what John wanted him to do or allow him to do because he has the money. John, you know, this year this team has an opportunity with this pitching staff to win a championship, and I just think that he's not as aggressive, you know, the last few years as he should be during the trade deadline. And I don't think it's all Dave Dombrowski. So my stock is down on John Middleton. He gets all the credit in the world because he's known as this big spender, but I haven't seen that.
So you think this is a legacy deadline for John Middleton too? It feels like a lot of people putting this on Dombrowski at the deadline. Like Middleton's the one that also has some pressure here as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. If he wants to go for it this year.
Yeah.
Now there is the it's interesting because there's a push and pull with the owner and the you don't always want the owner saying, "Hey, go do something," if the president of baseball operations doesn't think it's the right thing to do, you know. But it's a good point, Chuck, that on Middleton.
And get my guy Byron Buxton from Minnesota now. Have him back on, you know what I mean?
There you go.
Well, he's hurt.
Yeah, no, he's
doesn't matter.
He's held. That guy's a beast, though, man.
He's not healthy. He's literally hurt.
Oh, he got hit by a pitch. He's fine.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. He'll be fine. He's having a tremendous year.
But my stock okay, whose stock you buying?
Coach Nick Sirianni. I'm going with Nick, man. You know what I mean?
It's already sky high.
It's not. He's like eighth on Gilio's coach rankings.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's as high as it should be.
Get disrespected. I don't know who gets disrespected more, Nick Sirianni or Jalen Hurts.
Nick Sirianni.
Stop it.
Yeah. Sirianni.
Yeah, let's relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, coach gets disrespected, and I'm just buying stock on coach. He's earned my respect as a head coach. I think he's one of the top head coaches in this league. Sean McVay is overrated. McFlor is overrated. I don't think they're better coaches than Nick Sirianni.
Is McFlor?
McFlor is a good one. Is that a McDonald's thing?
Yeah, McFlor.
He
yeah,
meant
yeah,
LaFleur. Did you mean LaFleur?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, what's his name? Yeah, I'm sorry. LaFleur.
Yeah, LaFleur of Green Bay. Yeah.
Yeah. you know what, Chuck? We're calling him McFlor from now on. Until that guy wins the Super Bowl, he's McFlor. What's your favorite thing about vacation, Chuck?
Well, I like to indulge in all my snacks. So I know I can indulge in anything I want. You know what I mean?
Snacks. Yep.
Yeah, snacks.
All right.
I would say snack. Yep. Hey, listen,
all right, Chuck.
Have a great weekend, man. Thanks for taking my call. Peace.
All right, thanks.
All right,
Chuck.
Brother.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Best beach snack. To me, it's between two. Now, I can't have one of them anymore.
Beach
but
snacks?
To me, the best beach snacks are cheese balls or
cheese balls.
Peanut butter filled pretzels in the big canister. Before you go to the shore house, you get the big canister of the cheese balls.
Yeah. Like peanut butter filled pretzels?
Pretzels. Those are the two beat snacks.
When you say peanut butter filled, you mean like a pretzel?
The little nugget with a peanut butter in it.
And you can't have the cheese balls anymore?
No, because it's got cheese in it.
Yeah, it's
not
real
cheese. It's artificial.
It's got whey in it. Some of them. Yeah. All right, whatever.
Just eat the cheese balls.
No.
You know what my favorite beach snack is?
What?
A nice 16-ounce pounder.
Yes,
come on, man.
Slow down.
Come on, man. You kidding me?
16-ounce pounder?
Yeah.
How is that?
On the beach, he wants a 16-ounce beer?
It's a beer.
Oh, yeah, no. Nah, not man. With all that sun, man.
Nah, man.
It'll
good
knock
time
you out.
Man, that's when the stateside, that's when the...
It hits. The surfside hits.
Surfside hits pretty good.
Yeah, when
beach,
it's sunny.
Man.
Yeah, don't be driving after that.
Yeah.
A little peanut butter and jelly with some cheese balls. Come on, man.
You know what? You tripping.
I'm not, man. Nothing hits like a PB&J at the beach.
I'm trying to think about a beach snack. I don't even. Yeah, it's normally something in the cooler.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Something in sandwiches.
I might be talking white people language to you.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on right now. Yeah. I'm like, what?
All right. 215-592-9494.
Cheese balls.
Yeah, cheese balls are good, man. I'm telling you, you get the big plastic canister before you get to the beach house. I'm telling you, that's what you do. All right. 215-592-9494. Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. One Philadelphia sports figure whose stock you're buying, one who you're selling. And for next question today, the best thing about vacation. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It is National French Fry Day. Crab Fries for Heroes today. A portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales are donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'll tell you another thing about vacation. You know what? At least once.
Fingers crossed.
You know? You got to one of those dinners? You just want to make sure at the end of the night that you are performing as you need to be. Man. Blue Chew gets you there. Blue Chew for vacation. Hashtag Blue Chew for vacation.
There you go.
Wow. You got to take that little.
The hashtag that's sweeping the nation.
Yeah, you got to take that little black envelope on vacation. Yep. Blue Chew. Yep. And here's how you get it. You go to BlueChew.com. Your first month, maybe you time it with your vacation. So you get it for your first month is going to be free when you use promo code 94 at checkout at BlueChew.com. It's perfect, man. It's a chewable. You don't have to worry about swallowing a pill. It is. You don't have to worry about going to a doctor. Look, if your vacation's coming up in 3 weeks, you're like, I don't have time to make a doctor's appointment. Well, Blue Chew, you don't have to.
I have to worry about it.
No, you do all online, right? You don't have to worry about waiting in line at the pharmacy either. Nobody wants to do that. Mm-hmm. And your first month is free. Just use code 94 at checkout. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Only $5 shipping. And then you can be ready to
chew it and do it.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday, so we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's presents Crab Fries for Heroes today for National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. It is Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Looking for one person in Philadelphia sports whose stock you're buying and one you're selling. And next question today is, what's your favorite thing about vacation? Before we get back to Stockwatch, of course, Paul George just keeps on podcasting.
Whether
we want him or not.
Yeah.
Now, he did have some nice things to say about both Cooper Flagg and Ace Bailey before the draft. I don't think he talked about Edgecombe at all very much. But he did talk on Podcast P about what he saw so far with VJ Edgecombe. Here's what he had to say.
I thought he put it all out on display. He showed flashes of stardom. I love the poise and patience in the pick and roll. That's not something that comes natural, especially for young guys that aren't point guards. I saw him reading when to come off fast, kind of hesitant off of the pick and roll, getting downhill. He's got his little patent 1-2 spin turnaround jumper. It was just a lot of poisonous around him. I thought he had a great showing, like enough for Philly to shut him down the rest of the summer league.
Did you see him chirping a little bit? That was my favorite part.
He got the dog in him.
Worried about the wrong thing, the number three pick.
He got the dog in him. Watching him, it was like watching a young Jimmy. He moves like Jimmy, kind of has that mid-range tenacity. He's kind of got a lot of the Jimmy likeness to him, so he's definitely gonna be good.
Now, I don't know about poisonous as a word, but I've heard the Jimmy Butler comparison few different times. I don't see it really.
I don't either.
Yeah,
but now I forget what early Jimmy Butler looked like, I guess.
Well, so
I don't. I remember early Jimmy. Yeah, and he was less of an offensive player early.
Yeah, now, he was. Now, here's what I would say. If I wanted to make the comparison, right, what I would say is Jimmy Butler started his career as primarily a defensive player, which is what we think of as Edgecombe, too. I mean, they expect him to be good on defense right away. And I do think the other similarity I would say, I don't see very much similarity on offense yet, but his body, once he gets some man strength on him, I mean, he's 19 years old, but once he puts on a little weight, mm-hmm. I could see him physically being the same as Butler, who early in his career was sort of like, if you ever, he's one guy, there are certain guys where you get to sit close, sort of, you're like, oh my God, like physically, really pop. Jimmy Butler, earlier in his career, when you would see him get close up, he was a physical, like he was something special physically, so I can see that. I don't see the offensive thing yet, but if VJ Edgecombe ended up being as good as Jimmy Butler, I think that would probably be a solid draft pick for everyone.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. The one thing that's so funny about that, like, cut.
Yeah.
He almost talks like he's not even on the Sixers.
Yeah. He's probably never met him.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
The guy's on the team.
Yeah, he's your teammate.
Yeah. The way he talked about him was just like some other random rookie.
So Are you buying Paul George stock or selling it?
Oh, selling it.
Selling it. Well, it's pretty low. I got no interest in Paul
George. I'm buying.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, well, everything's fine. 55 wins.
All I want to do.
What's the, isn't the over-under only 43 next year?
43 and a half.
Oh, I will take the over.
I'll take the over on that.
Well, no one knows what to do. No one knows what to do with the Sixers. No one knows how to predict them because everybody, it's one thing or the other, it seems like. Either they will be.
It's boom or bust.
Yeah, they'll be good or they'll be terrible. Those are the. Like, if Embiid can play at a. He plays 45 or 50 games, they're going to win close to 50 games, almost no doubt. And
I just need him healthy for the playoffs.
Well, but they got to get to the playoffs, as they showed last year. Yeah. I think here's what I would buy Paul George as being normal next year, is what I would say, is that it would be hard. It would be hard for his stock to be any lower than it is right now, is what I would say. All right, 215-592-9494. There we go. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Derek?
What's up, Derek?
Good. Hey, I don't want Anthony to be jealous, man, but I wasn't on hold for an hour, man, so I don't know what he'd be saying when he calls, man. But
get the lawyers involved.
Yeah, in fairness, Derek, I did keep Anthony on hold for like 3 hours one day, so he did. But he earned it, man.
That's a choice, too, though. That's a choice. You know what? That's a choice.
That's what we try to tell him.
He doesn't have to stay on hold.
If you stay on for 3 hours, you ain't got a whole lot going on, man.
And by the way, God bless him. Dude, I appreciate anyone who stay on, but when Anthony called the first time, all he did was obliterate Jack, obliterate the show, scream about the hammer. Like, I'm supposed to put that guy up in the rankings, you know? And now that we've humbled Anthony, now we have a different Anthony, so we've humbled Anthony.
No doubt. Hey, listen, I think I'm gonna have, I usually don't, but I'm buying my stock with Daryl Morey and the Sixers, man. I just think
Morey stock. I own all of it. You're going to have to buy it from me.
Team together, right? He's putting the team together. I got the Sixers this year. The Sixers they're getting out of the second round, man. The Eastern Conference is so, Halliburton's done. You got Tatum's done. A lot of missing pieces in the Eastern Conference. So if Embiid can be a shell of himself, man, and Paul George can be what he could be, Maxi come back healthy, I think Escom is going to be, he's going to be a player, man. I don't see Jimmy Butler because he's just super, super athletic. You know what I'm saying? But I think the Sixers can make a push this year, only if Embiid can be,
something.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think the other thing that they may have going for them is that nobody believes in them at all.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So that normal pressure they come into the season with everybody just sort of like, you know, on edge that they're going to be good. I don't think anybody expects anything of them. And I think it might in this year work in their favor.
Yeah, hope so. Plus 1,100.
To win the East.
I'm selling
my Saquon stock, man.
I was waiting for someone to say
pretty
that.
High.
Yeah.
2,000 yards again. I just think we can't get caught up in him just coming back, getting 2,000 yards and doing what he did last year. I just don't think teams are going to allow him to do that this year. So I'm just not expecting him to come out and get 2,000 yards. If he gets 1,400 and we win 13 games, like, I'm cool with that. I just think he's got to get A.J., Devontae, and Dallas Goedert more involved in the offense for us to repeat. I just think the same formula, especially with the defense taking a hit, I just think his stock might be trending down a little bit. That's my personal opinion.
So I agree. You know, and for me, the thing with Saquon has nothing to do with numbers. It has to do with my eyes and his health. And if he looks like Saquon to me and he stays healthy, then I don't care if he rushes for 1,100 yards or 2,000 yards. Then I know that come the end of the season and the playoffs that we are getting that we will have Saquon. I think the interesting thing with Saquon and the defense is I sort of go back and forth in that I'm curious what you think of this, is that if the defense isn't as good, also, you're going to want to keep them off the field. I think, like, one of the things the Eagles were able to do last year, is because they ran the ball so well, is especially in the second half of the year, is the defense wasn't immediately going back on the field. They weren't spending a lot of time. So I almost wonder if they – we're all expecting them to throw the ball better. I wonder if they double down on running it and they just sort of spread out who's running the ball, whether we see Shipley run the ball more and try to do it by committee a little bit more than last year when it was really just Saquon.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen this year is that you're going to get what you saw in the Super Bowl. Because I think teams are going to say, Jalen can't do this every week.
They're going to dare him.
Yeah. So you're going to force the Eagles to try to beat you throwing the ball, and you don't want the Eagles to control the clock and time of possession. You know, like, so you don't want Saquon running up and down the field on you.
Yep.
You want to try to take the ball and put it in Jalen's hands. But here's where I like it, though. Here's what I like, because this is where Jalen is going to show everyone this year that what he did on Super Bowl Sunday wasn't a fluke. It was just – it was a window into what the offense can look like when he's playing at that level.
Yeah.
And that's what he's going to have to do week in and week out. And that's not saying throwing for 350 yards and three touchdowns every week. But that is saying when teams load the box up against you, you got to make them pay for it by throwing the ball down the field to open up the offense.
Well, and by the way, he didn't throw for 300 yards in the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, and he looked great.
And looked great, yeah.
So yeah. I think like
– they had explosive plays down the field.
I think a lot of the Jalen – there's all sorts of different Jalen criticism, but I think a lot of it, at least a lot – some of it, a lot of it for me was that's there. It's not go throw. It's not go throw for 300 yards. That's when we bring up Josh Allen. Josh Allen didn't throw for 300 yards every game.
Right.
It's just like it was there, and I think it'll be there. I hope that what you said, Ike. I hope that the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl unlocked something in the team, unlocked something in his head, unlocked something in Sirianni, and in this case, Kevin Petullo, as to what can be done if they are doing their jobs. Yeah. Because he should be able to do that.
Yeah, I just think if you take away a lot of Saquon's explosive plays, like, I don't think he would have had much. He would have had to have made some plays. Saquon had a lot of, like, 50-plus yard touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
So that's seven of them. A lot of drives and a lot of attempts and completions and turns. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
Are you guys all on vacation next week at the same time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we all go to the same place.
Unfortunately, man, listen, 2 to 6, man. Still wild, listen, man. Every day.
Make
sure you tuned in next week.
Man, I couldn't even. No,
man.
Respect, but I'm a truck driver, so like, I'm used to listening to y'all in the morning show, the midday. I didn't even show you love no week this week because it wasn't him and Gilio. It's like,
oh, we don't like that. What if we got Broads in there? You don't have to hear me for 4 hours every day. What a win.
Yeah, but the
ratings will probably go up.
Host make the show, man. The followers and the combination of shows are the shows, like with the host. That's what makes the shows to me. So it's going to be a little different not hearing y'all. All three of y'all for
yeah, well, Fritz will be here.
Yeah, no.
No.
Work all summer.
Derek, you got a favorite thing about vacation?
If I'm on the beach, man, I just like looking at the sights, man. Put on some dark glasses and just look at the sights, man, and relax.
Nice. I feel you.
All right.
Nice.
We all feel you.
All right.
That's all of us on the beach. Pop, pop.
All right, Derek.
See, that's all of us, the old heads on the beach.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. By the way, we did hear from Kate on Twitter. That said, I was just going to say beach snacks are definitely a white people thing, but I can confirm cheese balls and peanut butter pretzels are delish. Can't forget goldfish, too. So yeah, there you go. But the
wife's a goldfish person. She likes goldfish.
Twitter question. Who is being more disrespected in off-season rankings, Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni? Ike?
It's a good question. Probably Nick Sirianni.
What do you think the vote is at? Now, you say Sirianni.
Yeah, I say Sirianni.
What do you think the voting's at?
Yeah.
And the voting's at Jalen?
I don't know. What do you think?
Jalen's being disrespected. Yeah, I'll say Jalen. They probably 70% of them think Jalen's
73.3 say Jalen.
You guys are insane.
Clearly, Sirianni's being more disrespected. Now, the only one I've seen, so the Pro Football Focus one had him at 8.
Right.
Gilio had him at 8.
Right.
Most lists for Jalen have him 5. Or five
been
or
a
six.
Couple of them that had like seven.
Well, yeah, but even that is right. Like, I still
mean,
think
it makes five. A lot of sense. Should be no lower than 5. Some people would say 2.
Well, if you want to say, yes, right? If you want to say wins, wins certainly count more for a coach than they do for a quarterback. And like, if you're just going to look at Jalen and say wins, then you have to look at Sirianni and just say he wins.
Yeah.
And I think Sirianni's ability to navigate hard times or yeah. controversy has shown to be
well,
really
Sirianni's
really good.
Year is more impressive last year than Jalen's.
I think so.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
That,
yeah. Look at
Jack. He's stupid. Because there was adversity there.
Yeah.
Listen, he shaved his head.
He shaved his head. Yeah. He navigated the passing comment later in the year.
Yeah.
Navigated the Jalen Carter little thing in the middle of the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I did yell at fans after the Browns game, but it's okay. We all have bad moments.
Battle.
We had ups and downs.
Yeah. And who knows?
Sure.
That could have been a positive.
I think.
Well, in fairness to him about that, he wasn't in a combative situation with a fan. Wasn't it more or less?
No, it was.
He was reassuring the fan.
No.
That he was running the ball.
Well, yeah, but he was yelling at them because they were yelling at him to run the ball, and he
But I mean, he wasn't yelling explicit at him like curse words.
I don't know.
You
think so? I could have seen him letting one fly. You kidding me?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
We saw a very different.
Then he got ripped for bringing his kid to the podium.
Yep.
Well, I mean, he was right in that. You don't bring your kids to the podium after you barely beat the Browns in week 6 or whatever. It's like, come on, wait for winning the Super Bowl, then bring the kids up there.
And Sirianni's had a great offseason.
He has.
Great offseason.
I think the right rank for Sirianni is somewhere around that 6 number. I think that the problem
You're
with this
nuts.
Well, 5-6. That feels about
How
right.
How about 3? Two or three.
Nah. I like Sirianni.
So we have Andy 1. Andy
yes. 1. And there's an argument between he and Sean McVay.
Well, I put McVay ahead of him.
Okay.
Right, Spikes
Rams. I'll get McVay. I like Sean McVay.
I would rather have Jim Harbaugh. Here's the thing on rankings.
That's different than what
the
somebody
ranking.
Has done.
Yes.
And where they deserve to be ranked at.
Right, because you would probably agree there too, right? That you would rather have Jim Harbaugh.
Not me.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. But you can see why somebody would say that.
Sure.
It's really the, what's his face in Denver?
Mm-hmm. Sean Payton.
Sean Payton. The Mike Tomlins.
Kyle Shanahan.
Now, Shanahan, I can understand. I think there's a better argument for Shanahan than there is for Tomlin or
John Harbaugh.
Or John Harbaugh or Denver or
Sean Payton.
Or Sean Payton. I think
there's a better argument for Shanahan.
Yeah, I think so. At least currently.
Oh, over those guys.
Yes.
But not over Sirianni.
No. I would have Sirianni over Shanahan, but I think they're in the same group.
Okay.
I think for me.
I think those are good coaches. I just think he's ahead of those guys.
Yeah.
Based on his resume.
I think that's fair. I think the only two that are clear are Andy and, for me, Sean McVay.
Okay.
Those are the only two that are clear. Everybody else is sort of. Because
at least Sean McVay's resume matches.
Absolutely.
And he's a play caller.
Absolutely.
And he's had to start over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's had to start over with new talent, and he had to trade for a quarterback. He took two different quarterbacks to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, so, and he's the one who fixed Jared Goff. He didn't draft Jared Goff. He fixed him.
Right.
And then traded him for Matthew Stafford and then won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And we've seen what they've done. He drafted Cooper Kupp in the fourth round. He got Puka Nacua in mid-round. So, I like Sean McVay.
And then my thing on Shanahan
and he's
is
won.
Yes, he
I
has.
I like Sean McVay.
Now, Shanahan has not won the Super Bowl,
yep.
But
he's been there twice.
With Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
And like, I know they have a talented team. Absolutely. But, no
but still, team, with those two quarterbacks.
Yeah. No team's getting the Super Bowl without being talented.
Yeah.
For sure. But to do that with those two quarterbacks, if that coach was here, we would think of that guy as a genius.
Oh, yeah, I give him credit. Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, I give him credit. I can't have Dan Campbell in front of Nick Sirianni.
No. Well, that Giglio had Dan Campbell in front of Sirianni.
I mean, I like Dan Campbell. What the hell has he done better than Sirianni?
He's a good coach. Dan Campbell's a good coach.
And they're the same coach.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, and he's carried by coordinators.
I think.
Well, we're about to find out. And Nick Sirianni's had three coordinators.
Yeah. Stock down.
I think the thing with Sirianni is you can have him in the group with a bunch of different guys, but if you do, then you have to look at recent success. And in that case, Sirianni has to move to the front of those guys.
Yeah.
That's why I think I might take Kyle Shanahan over him, mm-hmm. but if you're doing a ranking right now, you can't put Kyle Shanahan over him.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think play calling sometimes is too much weight placed on just play calling.
Yes, I agree. It means something. It definitely means something. Because, by the way, even when you're building a coaching room, that is one thing you don't have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder if you have to go find an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator. In the cases of Shanahan and McVay, you already know one of those is marked off with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yep.
And I think that's a huge advantage. But Sirianni, like, to say that Hurts has been disrespected in those things more than Sirianni has, I think is crazy. I think most of the Hurts disrespect has come from the guys who you expect to disrespect him.
Yeah.
Like Chris Sims, you know, like you expect.
Like Spike.
And this show.
And Jack.
Yeah.
I have him like 7.
In the city.
No.
Reluctantly.
Well, it's still 7. It is what it is. The number is the number. All right? 215, jeez, give me hell. 215, I can't do anything right.
I'm good.
So I have Baker ahead of him. Give me a break.
There it is.
Baker and
41
Stafford.
41 touchdowns last year.
Baker and Stafford. Yeah. Some people forget. All right, 215-592-9494. Stock Watch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Give us one Philadelphia sports figure whose stock you would buy and one you would sell. And next question today, your favorite thing about vacation. Coming up next. We normally have Elliot 3 o'clock on Fridays, but Elliot is gallivanting around the globe.
Yep, with his new hairdo.
So we found a real football guy. I knew I told you not to do it. I knew you were going to do it anyway.
Now I want to see it. Let the world see it.
Check his Instagram. This is the only time I'm going to tell you to go to Elliot's social media accounts. So we got a real football guy Friday at 3. Ruben Frank joins us next, and we will no doubt get less mad at Ruben and get better responses than we normally get from Elliot. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.